Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe. And they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I just want to let you know, Kristen jinxed us because she said as we were getting stuff set up, "Well, we'll probably have somebody with a loud vehicle or something like that drive through the parking lot." So it is clearly her fault. It's nobody you know, is it?
Not that I know of.
I want to tell you a little story about my mother. I've shared some of these things in the past, but this one really for me has been about being a person that puts their hope in God. And it revolves around my dad's death and the days that followed. The evening my dad died, I walked into the rectory. I was pastor at St. Vincent de Paul and Shepherd, and I walked in and my phone was ringing. And I picked up the phone, and it was my mother, and she was frantic. And about all I could get from what she was saying was that they found my dad unresponsive in his car, and that they were in the hospital doing CPR. What should she do? And she was clearly unable to deal with the situation, as you can imagine. And I said, "Mom, put a nurse on if there's one there." And after talking to the nurse, it was pretty clear that Dad was dead. And I asked her to stop whatever they were doing. And then got in my car and drove to my folks' house. And over the next few days, Mom and I did a lot of talking. But the one evening, and she had kept her head down just about the whole time, never really looking up, just talking, staring at the floor, she looked up at me and she said, "Thank God that God worked it out in this way." And I got to admit, I was a little confused. I said, "Mom, what actually do you mean?" And the way my father died, he was actually half in his car. He had one leg still out on the ground. And she said, "Can you imagine if he had started his car and was driving down the road at 50 miles an hour and that happened? He could have ran into somebody else and killed them. It could have been so much worse." And she said, "We need to thank God for that." Now, I think there's only one reason why she was able to look past death and still see God's hand at work. And that is because she spent her long life listening to the scriptures we just heard proclaimed and understanding that all things end in God's bountiful love. And that the story isn't over at the tomb. In fact, the story's just beginning. And she believed, in the very center of who she was, that if God could take something as horrific as the cross, an object of painful, humiliating execution, and turn the cross into the tree of life, then there is absolutely nothing that God can't do. And that the life that he offers each one of us in this glorious story was there for my father, was there for her, and is there for us. And that's what our faith is truly rooted in. Knowing that no matter what we face, no matter what struggles or pains we go through, nothing is impossible for God. And God can lead us through those struggles, even through our own death, into the glory of life with him. That's why we can gather together on this evening in this strange, strange time we live in and know that it truly is going to be okay, because God can turn anything into glory.